540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. People packed Port Washington's Common Council meeting last night to voice concerns about the data center development. The project has raised questions about the impact on local water resources. Environmental advocates warn that the data center might use millions of gallons of water daily. We Energies disputes that claim, with officials emphasizing their commitment to clean energy sources, including solar and wind power. Community leaders in Milwaukee are taking a closer look at We Energies, launching what they call an independent people's audit. They say the utility's steady rate hikes are hurting households already stretched thin. The audit will review billing, outages, and whether investments are going towards cleaner energy. The results of the audit will be presented to lawmakers next year. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. The police chief in Greenfield is facing misconduct charges after he allegedly used a city-owned surveillance camera at his Racine County home during a divorce. A criminal complaint says Jay Johnson did it, despite being told by the city attorney not to. The complaint says Johnson pushed to have the camera installed in December of last year for safety concerns, but kept it secret. He was placed on leave in April, and an internal investigation is ongoing. Assistant Chief Eric Lindstrom is acting as chief. Six buildings will be part of what Eli Lilly has planned for its Kenosha County campus in Bristol. The drug company submitted designs for six new buildings, including a huge 650,000-square-foot main facility for manufacturing and labs. They also plan nearly 1,000 parking spots with space for EVs. It's part of a $4 billion investment by the company, supported by up to $100 million in state tax credits. Officials say the village will approve the final development agreement soon, clearing the way for construction at Highways U and Q. Too many paws, not enough space. That's what the Wisconsin Humane Society is dealing with right now. The group says it's caring for roughly 1,500 animals, including over 1,000 cats and kittens. Nearly 50 of those came from a single Milwaukee home last week. Officials say they need foster families and donations to handle the surge. The Humane Society has campuses in Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha, and several others across the state. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks fall in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks were playing back-to-back games, and it showed. They lost by 28 to the Raptors, 128-100. They're back in Milwaukee today, getting ready to host the Chicago Bulls Friday night at 7 in the first round of the NBA Cup. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers need to work more on their defense. Head coach Greg Gard after the win over Campbell Monday night.
We got a little antsy, I thought, at times, and then got burnt because of it, which is good. It's a good teaching moment. Moment for us. I'll show them when they're up in the air spinning around while the ball's getting dribbled by. That's why we say 90% of the game is played with your feet on the floor. It's hard to move when you're up in the air when the ball's getting dribbled by you. Little things that if we continue to clean those things up, we'll become a better defensive team.
They host Northern Illinois on Friday. NFL, the Packers placing Tucker Kraft on injured reserve and elevated Josh Wiley, a tight end originally from the Titans, from their practice squad to the 53-man roster to replace Kraft. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 55 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow will be partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.